Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here. I have a few housekeeping notes before we get started with the concert. First of all, I got a new cell phone. Yeah, it's just, thank you. Yeah. It's blue. And it's off. See what I did there? Please do likewise. Second thing I'm going to say is we're going to honor some people. Some people who have worked hard both in front and behind the scenes for London Pro Musica Choir for many years. First of all, Sheldon Bumstead and Leora Eads, 28-year membership and attendance coordinators. Leora was our original representative to the Ken Fleet Choral Conductor Scholarship Committee for the London Community Foundation and continued that role even after she left the choir. I saw them here. Where are you? Hands up. There you go. Leora's soaring soprano and Sheldon's crystal clear alto will be duly missed in this and forthcoming concerts. Thank you both. And second, Janet Bradley and Don Worthington. Don sang in the choir for several years and was nearly always the highest bidder on our wine baskets at silent auctions. Janet has been our long-suffering house manager since 2017. She's made all the little flourishes that make an audience feel welcome as they came in and made sure that all her volunteers knew what their jobs were before, during, and after the concert. They will both be sorely missed. Thank you very much for coming to this concert. I'm going to talk about our next concert, since you're here and captive. Our next concert's going to be on June the 10th, here in this building. Even as the springtime, it will feature music by Benjamin Britten, Lauritsen, Healy Willen, and John Rutter. It'll be a beautiful mix of spring music, wonderfully easy listening, and rich. The very next day, we're all going for a jog. June the 11th marks the Four City Road Race, and our choir is very fortunate to be partnering with the road race as one of the word escapes me, one of the partners, I'm going to use that. That is with the road race. So basically what it means is we'll be raising funds and running as an ensemble. Running is a bit strong. We'll be participating as an ensemble. So if you have questions, if you'd like to donate to our cause for a city road race or speak to any one of the choir members.
Harmonic Hikers.
Oh, thank you. You need to know that our team name is not London Pro Musica Choir, it is Harmonic Hikers. Okay, that's easy to remember, Harmonic Hikers. We will all have harmonicas. So that's all the business at hand. Now, to set up this beautiful show. Welcome to Common Ground, the first annual concert of a series that will take place every Good Friday, and highlight sacred music. But what is sacred? As you may have read in my program note, something sacred is holy, even divine, worthy of awe, respect, and praise. Jerusalem is a sacred place for many religions, just as Algonquin Park is sacred to those who find strength and beauty through nature. Time with family can be sacred, as can time with our own thoughts. The first cup of coffee in the morning can be very sacred. The sacred is both individual and communal, and can extend far beyond our religious practices. We have a very deep need in today's world to remember what unites us, not what divides us. This concert, and indeed this series aim, is to do what small part we can to fulfill this deep need by reminding us what is sacred. The Psalms may not speak to you as an individual, but what we're celebrating today is what billions of people, including perhaps our friends, family, and our ancestors across countless cultures and faiths, find the sacred in this collection of 150 texts. And we celebrate how this has been the case for centuries. In an attempt to illustrate the breadth and depth of our common ground, we'll be presenting music for you tonight from the past 6 centuries in 5 languages. You'll hear Latin, German, English, Church Slavonic, and several works in Hebrew. I'd like to take a moment to thank these individuals who have helped us tackle these languages, namely Paul and Sandy Kaplan, who helped us with the Hebrew. I saw them here tonight. They're right there. Thank you both. And Anastasia Palamarchuk, a new immigrant to London from Ukraine, who educated us on the intricacies of Church Slavonic. Thank you all. And finally, we find ourselves in a holy season. Ramadan for our Muslim friends, Passover for those of the Jewish faith, and Easter, specifically Good Friday, for Christians. To bring some reverence to this time, we ask that you hold your applause until the end of the program. Thank you for sharing this common ground.
Thank you.
small.